Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If the recent sun and warmer temperatures have you in the mood to plant a garden and get growing your own food this year, you're in luck. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has plenty of resources for any level of home gardener to get you started or get you inspired to expand this year. One of the recent resources released by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is an updated publication giving tips on home garden vegetable selection. The publication, called Suggested Vegetable Varieties for the Home Garden, has been written and updated by several members of the ISU Extension Horticulture staff and suggests produce varieties that are well suited for Iowa gardens, based on characteristics such as color, size, texture, flavor, and also the time you're looking to harvest the vegetables. The publication includes more than 60 crops that are well suited to be grown in Iowa vegetable gardens. Other resources available from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach can also give you tips on timing of when to plant, when to harvest in your garden. We also have some tip sheets that you can pick up or download from the Iowa State University Extension store as free PDFs. Those will give you some tips on gardening large or small. You can learn on how to do a vegetable garden in a small container garden that you could have on a patio or deck, all the way up to how to plan and plant for a large vegetable garden from your backyard to even an acreage-sized garden. All of those tips and hints are available again on the Iowa State University Extension website. Just look at the top and find store, type in gardening, and you'll find tons of resources. If you have more specific needs, we do also have several 2-4 page documents that talk specifically about things such as growing tomatoes or common diseases of tomatoes, planting potatoes, certain varieties of strawberries, as well as other commonly grown home vegetables. And of course, since it is Iowa State University Extension and Outreach materials, all of this information is written by horticulturalists who are growing these things right here in Iowa. So of course, that's certainly helpful for planning as well as planting dates and times, and some suggestions on how to handle certain crops in Iowa weather and soil conditions. Another recent update to the Iowa State University Extension website would be a Yard and Garden column on planting strawberries. Now, starting in late March all the way through the month of April is a great time to get growing on strawberries. Strawberries are one of the most commonly grown fruits or homegrown foods overall. They're very well suited to home gardens as they are hardy, easy to grow, and produce a good crop with a moderate amount of effort put in. As I mentioned, early spring is the best time to plant strawberries in Iowa. There are three different varieties that home gardeners may want to consider when planting gardens, home strawberry gardens. June-bearing strawberries are the most commonly planted type. They produce one major crop per year, which the majority of the fruit ripens in June. Of course, that's where they get the name. The second type of strawberry many gardeners enjoy planting is the ever-bearing strawberry. These typically produce fruit early in June and then again in late summer or early fall, with little flowering or fruiting in the intervening weeks due to the high temperatures. Day-neutral cultivars, or varieties of strawberries, are the third type of strawberry. They produce flowers and fruit throughout the growing season as long as temperatures are moderate. However, they will stop fruit production during extremely hot weather. There is a multiple-page publication on different types of strawberries and varieties on the Iowa State University Extension website. And of course, as I'm mentioning these resources, for anyone who is not well-versed in the applications of the World Wide Web, you're certainly welcome to give us a call at the Extension office or stop in. We'd be happy to get you printed copies of these publications. I know I enjoy taking those out into the garden with me when I do my gardening, so I can have a little look-see and make sure everything's going according to plan while I'm planting. But some suggested cultivars for June-bearing strawberries would be Early Glow, All-Star, Huenio, Sure Crop, Red Chief, Jewel, or Kent. Fort Laramie and Ogallala are good ever-bearing cultivars. And day-neutral cultivars are recommended, such as Tribute, Seascape, and Albion. If you're trying to decide where to plant your strawberries, You may want to find an area that receives full sun and is well drained. They should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun per day, as leaf and root diseases will be problems if you have less sunny sites or wet soils or poorly drained soils. Raised beds are a good option if you have a place where the water does not drain very well. You also want to make sure not to plant in areas that are heavily infested with perennial weeds, especially those such as quack grass, as they are extremely difficult to control in a strawberry planting. You'll also want to avoid sites where strawberries, tomatoes, potatoes, and peppers have been grown within the last 2 years to prevent possible root disease problems. Planting strawberries in early spring, now anytime through the end of April, is best. You want to apply and incorporate the recommended type and amount of fertilizer. If you're not sure what type of soil you have, you can stop by the Extension office and do a quick soil test. You want to incorporate that material into the top 6 to 8 inches of soil prior to planting. If your fertility level is unknown, you can also apply and incorporate a pound of 10-10-10 or similar analysis fertilizer for every 100 square foot of your garden. Again, for more information on planting strawberries or any other food crop this time of year, check us out online at the Iowa State University Extension website. Give us a call anytime, 243-1132, or stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for the Cass County Extension Office.